When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Longshots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Longshots off-track betting. Go to betfredsports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, friends. Thanks for joining us for Double Shots Part 2, where we feature some great new rock from both new bands or bands that just have some great new music out. So today we're going to feature Foo Fighters, Black Sabbath, not off 13, but off of an exclusive tour-only CD, The Struts, the Weiland-fronted Art of Anarchy, and more. If you haven't heard part one, just go back one episode for some great music there too, and we will actually have a part three coming out in another week or so. But before we kick it off, we're going to feature a track from the Charm City Devils, which came out a few years ago. It has all the cowbell you need, and it's called Pour Me.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to Cobras and Fire. I'm Lewis Cannon, along with the... What the hell am I going to call you? Give yourself a compliment so I can do the intro.
Ineffable?
The ineffable Baco.
I'm well.
Oh, great. Good. It's been a long time since we talked. It's actually been about 3 minutes. This is part two of a recording session that we do. Very often where we bust out like four of these in a night. And this is going to be part two of... What's it called, Baco?
Oh, my God. It's called Double Shots.
Boom. We're featuring some new songs from...
This is Double Shot Part 2. You mean you're getting a double shot. Double shot!
Yeah, I think that's... What is it? That's too much math. But the point being...
Double shot squared. Math, bitches.
Well, I'll give a little intro. One of the songs kind of sounds like this. I do this very often to one of the bands he's about to play right now. But yeah, so we're either playing new music from, you know...
Old bands
or new music from new bands as well. So why don't you start off with one of your favorites, Baco?
Well, it's no secret I'm a stalker of Dave Grohl's and...
Nut swinger.
Yes, I definitely swing from the nuts of Dave Grohl. Mm-hmm. I forgive him for all his sins. The Foo Fighters are pretty much fucking kick ass. So they gave away an EP... I wanted to ask you, did they actually manufacture, like, physical copies and sell them, or was it just a giveaway?
I don't know. I just know that all of a sudden it said, Free Foo Fighters EP, and I said, that's pretty fucking cool, because the guy has so much money, you know, he's one of the only bands that keeps touring, and from if he took a band that's still around and relevant 20-plus years that still can sell at arenas by themselves, there's very few, far and few between, so that was pretty cool he did that.
Right. And, I mean, they, unlike Fall Out Boy, they don't play an hour and 20 minutes.
Before you go into Foo Fighters, since we like to always start our episodes off with a little bit of rant before we get into the music, why don't you tell me about that? I got a text from Baco the other day that said, you know, I can't talk to you right now, I'm at the Fall Out Boy concert. And I immediately you know, like stared at it. I think I actually froze in my tracks for about 30 seconds. But tell me how that occurred and your impressions of the show.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. I almost had you convinced that I wanted to actually do a Fall Out Boy themed episode. Is that right?
I did. So I didn't know.
All right. Well, it's difficult to get context, but
no. Then when you sent that, I was like, "Did he really go to a Fall Out Boy show?" And he actually was asking for two episodes. I'm like, "Okay, I'm going to be diplomatic. Motherfucker wants to do a heavier side of Fall Out Boy. Who am I to say?" Who am I to say? Maybe there's a band that I throw
in his
ass.
You know, I appreciate that, and I might take advantage of that someday, but yes. Fall Out Boy will not be that day.
Yeah, so I can just imagine people just throwing tomatoes at their iPhone.
They're asking for their Patreon refunds at that point.
But I was going to say, if we're going to do the heavier side of Fall Out Boy, what did I say we should do?
You wanted to do, like, a comparison to, you wanted to do just Play the Damn Things record.
Yeah, because two of the guys from Fall Out Boy were with Scott Ian and... Rob Caggiano in the Damn Things. That was a random offshoot band. Yeah, two Anthrax guys and two Fall Out Boy.
Right. Yeah, it's a guitar player and drummer. The guitar player is Joe Troman. Okay. I don't remember the drummer's name. Whatever.
Right. Continue.
Well, my wife is a fan, but not big enough to buy tickets. But I'm going to just expose people to a little bit. Every now and then, she asks me to whore out my Despo Geek credentials. And at least ask. That's how Uncle Cracker came about. That's how Warped Tour came about. Anyway, whatever. The only people there my age were parents. And I was easily the most masculine person there. But
I just think it's funny you got the juxtaposition of you, like, putting Slayer in your top five and then being at a Fall Out Boy concert.
Yeah, I went to Slayer Friday night and Fall Out Boy Sunday. That's right. And I got turned down for Megadeth.
I wonder if we have some kind of tracking thing that can see how many people have dropped off at this point of the episode. I'm done!
Yeah, well, it's time to bring it back then. Back to the Foo Fighters, baby.
Yeah, so in general, why don't you kick it off?
What did you think of you've heard the EP. What did you think, Saint Cecilia?
It was the best thing I've heard by the Foo Fighters in quite a while, because I, like I've mentioned before, I did not like the
reality. Yeah, we disagree on that.
Yeah, I know we do, but I don't like the reality show album, and I kind of fell off with them for a little bit, but this one...
What about Wasting Light?
That's pretty good.
I think that's their best record.
Okay.
Anyway, back to Saint Cecilia. I do think it's I like it better than the as you call it, the reality TV show album, Sonic Highways. Mm-hmm. But I like that record as well. But the title track is kick ass, and I love how it ends. Never Ending Sigh.
I like Saint Cecilia a lot. The song I also like the music on, but it's goofy, is that one that keeps saying the name Sean. I was like, this is good, and that's my brother's name too. So I'm like, Sean, over and over again. I can't do this song. But the
Flu Flighters.
But I definitely like Saint Cecilia. That's a kick-ass song. So here is the Foo Fighters with Saint Cecilia and Never Ending Sigh.
There ain't no secrets anymore. My name's been hanging on the hook outside your door, just an old eyesore. I got this feeling I can't keep it down anymore. Bring me some healing, Saint Cecilia, carry me home to your house. Picture's drying.
one more throw it to you for the next double shot. And it's something that we put down in the notes. I'm just kind of confused. I don't know what it means. It says, because I don't know either of these song titles, and I'm a huge Black Sabbath fan, and it says, Sabbath Tour Only CD. And I just have a question mark next to it. What's this all about?
They're on their farewell, whatever, the end tour, they're calling it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's been some chatter online that they're not available at every show, but they're selling a CD that you can only get at the shows. Like, they're not doing it online. I don't believe they're selling it on iTunes or anything like that. I know you can hear it on YouTube, but it's called Black Sabbath, The End. And it's four songs that they didn't, that they recorded when we were recording 13 that they didn't release.
Okay.
And then it's also like four live tracks. So,
were you a fan of 13?
Oh, I loved it.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm a huge Sabbath fan, but I could not get into that album. And a lot of it was that it sounded like Ozzy's voice was very pro-tooled, and I've seen them sing live.
I'm sure it was. I mean, yeah, that, I don't know. I like the...
give me your top three tracks on that. Maybe I'll give it another listen. But I was a little disappointed.
Well, I liked God Is Dead. Okay. What's that rip? There's a ripoff of Planet Caravan. I can't remember what it's called. I like that.
What about the one that's like track three and it sounds like Sweet Leaf? That one really reminds
didn't
me
like
of Sweet
Leaf. Didn't
like that one. Yeah. You know which one I'm talking about, though, right?
I do. Yeah, okay. And it's like, I'm sorry, I'm not great with album song titles. I'm really good with like before like 98. I get, to, you know, especially in music. But
you want me to write that down? So I just make sure that any question I
you
have.
You don't reference like that. Don't put me in the spot. But okay. The whole record in general, I like a lot. End of the Beginning, I think it's the first song. I like that a lot too.
Right, right.
I don't know that I would pick those three if I had the CD sitting in front of me, but those definitely come to mind. The two I love the best are Season of the Dead and Cry All Night.
Okay, let's kick it off with
Black
Sabbath.
You do that. You do the radio voice now.
We're ready for a double shot of Black Sabbath off their very expensive, crappily made CD from the End Tour. We're going to start off with Season of the Dead, and then we're going to do what Baco does every evening, and that's cry all night. We'll be right back.
Baco, what band do you want to feature next?
Well, I'm done. Your choose.
Okay. Well, I'm going to feature the Struts.
Oh, not the Struts!
You don't even know what they are. You've never heard anything by them, so you don't have any objection. But
you only know that because I told you.
Yeah, right. So anyway, this band is a little, I guess, outside the normal zone of the show. And they definitely still rock, but they definitely
also, have that. Also, Loose Cannon.
Well, they have a lot of pop sensibility, but they've got this. Basically, I was introduced to them when I saw some post from Nikki Sixx saying these are three bands.
Say I was introduced to them by Eddie Trunk. That would have been great. No. That would have tied in with the last episode. Anyway,
yeah, no, I was introduced by some post that Nikki Sixx put up saying, "Hey, here's three bands you should check out, or I like them." And of the three bands, two of them were just absolute garbage. I mean, just terrible. And I was like, "What is this?" And
he likes Lacey Sturm.
I think he just likes whoever's paying him because these other bands were like modern. I don't see how anything. There's no way that he liked these bands. But this one had had like hooks and catchy as hell. They're a little power pop or whatever you want to call it. But the lead singer kind of sounds like Freddie Mercury, especially when he does his little yelps and stuff. And
I'm sorry, Freddie what?
Freddie Mercury. What did I say?
Okay. No, that's good.
What did I say? Freddie Mercury?
Mercury? Second one was better.
He sounds a little like Freddie Mercury. Is that better?
Mercury, yes, Mercury.
All right. But good voice. And the one I'm going to, two songs I'm going to feature. Well, first, before going to that, okay, so last summer when I was, you know, I had a lot of albums that come out, like Boba Flex, Wilson, then I found out about the Struts. I put them in this playlist. And it had, and the album, by the way, is called. Everybody Wants. It's called Everybody Wants. And you know, the cover just had like the lead singer on the front of it. And the reason I'm telling you that is that I know you're not a streaming guy, but that's how I kind of vet everything. And what I did is I built this playlist, and all of a sudden I went back to it, and the Struts were fucking gone. The entire album was gone. And I was like, why is it gone? They pulled it off of Spotify, and it vanished for like 6 months, which is not very good business sense, because I almost forgot that I even knew that band. You know what I'm saying? Like, sure. I was like, what's going on? What, you know, at least I should get a message like, hey, the Struts are no longer on Spotify. Go buy them on iTunes or something like that. But I happened to remember, and then they were gone from iTunes. They just put the album back out on iTunes and Spotify, and it has a different cover. It's got like this chick, like looks like Goldfinger, James Bond, like covered in gold and glitter, and there's like all kinds of hands on her back. You know, it's like a sexier cover. Yeah. But point being is I hit play. I'm like, okay, this album's finally back. All the songs are different. It's re-recorded. They're from the UK, and they must have got some money. And they changed the songs like a lot poppier. Like, you know, when you hear something and you know that it's different. The point being is that I was like, damn it, I got to get the original. But the original you have to get like as an import and all this stuff. And I was like, is this really as good as I remember? Let's see. So I got the original songs, and there
is,
and I played the difference. And there is definitely, these versions I'm going to play are definitely more rocking. Like, they kind of like bury the guitars on the new version and make it like radio friendly. Anyway, so these
versions. So this is like the original version, not the current one, right?
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's setting. So you're going to hear this, and you're going to, so our listeners, you're going to hear these songs. You need to go search them out on YouTube or whatnot. The cover, the new cover that has the chick on the front of it is the re-recorded ones that are basically like the U.S. versions of what the U.K. album used to be. So these songs, 2 minute features, Could Have Been Me, which is a really cool anthem, very catchy, and a song called Black Swan. So here are the Struts, Double Shot.
Stop looking at me, swan.
That is a great scene. Good Adam Sandler reference. My God, that scene is insane.
There's not many good ones.
No, I mean, it's basically Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore, and then pretty much my Adam Sandler thing is done. But anyway,
Kicking it off,
Struts, Could Have Been Me, and Black Swan from the album that you will not be able to find these versions of these songs on the one that's out right now called
Enjoy
Everybody Wants. Good luck, fuckers.
Don't wanna live as an untold story. Rather go out in a blaze of glory. I can't hear you. I don't fear you. I live now cause the bad die last. Dodging bullets with your broken past. I can't hear you. I don't fear you now. Wrapped in your regret. What a I wanna taste love and pain. Wanna feel pride.
I was a boy from the hills. I'd rained so much before she came. Then I saw you, we grew together. We were just the same. We fell in love, oh so desperately, against the family.
Baco, your pick for a double shot.
All right. Well, have you heard Art of Anarchy? Easy for me to say.
I have not. I saw that on the list, and that confused me as much as the Sabbath tour only CD. So go ahead.
Well, they're kind of a super group. They have Bumblefoot. I think it's John Moyer is the bass player.
Well, you had me at Bumblefoot and John Moyer. That's definitely a super group.
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, Weiland on lead vocals. It was okay, the last thing he recorded. So
it's basically a band that has Scott Weiland. So it's not a super group. It's a band that has Scott Weiland.
I think Bumblefoot and the guy from Disturbed is... Yeah, you're right. It doesn't meet my super group standards.
Yes. Continue.
I've had a grading system on...
That's what I said. Like, you said a super group usually is not super. That's what you said in the previous episode.
But they do definitely have the super on the front.
Okay, go ahead.
And kind of a cool little nod, they gave away the record, I don't know, it was a few weeks after Weiland passed. They didn't jump on it right away, so it didn't seem too big of a thing, but I think they kind of packed it in with Weiland being dead, too. Now, they weren't, because they all have kind of their own thing going, too. I don't know that this was, like, their main project, but it was kind of a nice little thing to say. You know, it almost seemed like they felt like, I could be wrong, but it seemed like they were basically saying it'd be wrong of us to sell this now because it wasn't out when he died.
It wasn't?
No.
Oh, I thought this was out like last year and just didn't get any promotion. They actually had this all in the can and they never released it until he was dead?
Correct.
Okay.
And like I said, they waited a little bit of time. They didn't like the day after or anything like that. It was a few weeks to a month. It was after we recorded the episode, but
Yeah, and if anybody hasn't heard that, it's we have a Weiland episode where we just break down everything, go over Stone Temple Pilots and Velvet Revolver and whatnot. So,
but no, I liked it. It's not a great record, but it's also not a bad album. It's actually pretty rocking and pretty cool.
So you're telling me there's a couple of good songs and you're going to feature those?
Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
Do you like to know which ones they are?
I'm really interested in hearing it. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'll have to send you the record. I know that I think you actually are a bigger fan of Stone Temple than I am. Yeah. So maybe you'll dig it a little bit.
Okay.
But yeah, we're going to give you a double shot of Art of Anarchy off their self-titled album. And I believe if you look it up, they probably are still giving you a free download. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I know I grabbed this just before New Year's Eve, so it was right around that time that it did that. But we're going to do the song Time Every Time, and then, of course, Grand Applause. The sun of summer's left us blind. Now's the time. Another chance to set things right. It's our life. When it seems like nothing's working, it's time. Circling, no use for screams or shouts.
Just could take. Let out the night. Don't say too much, don't keep awake. She is not the type. No way, no holy roller. Don't say much about anything. She said they fast, if they don't last, they keep the fire burning. Cruise, we'll keep it underground. We'll go running, we'll go hiding. Into us to choose. If it comes to mind, you can't fight. Finish your ride and just throw out the day, but keep the night. Don't let it what you say. If it comes to haunt you, the way we stand up to mine. No AA or INSA, no AAA tonight. Breathe with you if you want to. No Catholic Pope, jump on my back and tell me what he do. We want to say, we want to say, we want to say, we want to say, we want to say.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back with part three of Ripe Rock with some great new tracks by Anthrax, Megadeth, Heaven's Basement, and more. We also wanted to remind you, if you'd like to help out the show, we have a campaign just to cover our SoundCloud yearly fees of $150 on patreon.com. That's patreon.com/cobras. You can also go right to our Facebook page, our Cobras and Fire Facebook page, and the link is right at the top. But every little bit counts, so whatever amount you want to donate, it's extremely appreciated. So until then, remember, rock's not dead. It's hiding. And you found it. Well done.
We thank you, people, for being around. Supporting. Love and hellfire.
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Longshots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Longshots off-track betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.